This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. It's the time of year when you may hear the pitter-patter of small creatures about your house. Ugh, if it were just the kids. Nope, it's mice seeking shelter in your cozy home. With the holidays upon us, the last thing we need is a mouse to show up and send our guests scrambling to stand on our decorated tables. Here are a few mouse facts you can play trivia with. They are nocturnal, with excellent hearing, vision, and sense of smell. Hard to sneak up on the little buggers. They can swim, jump, and run up to 8 miles an hour. Most outdoor mice live about 18 months as their preferred snack for many other critters. Indoors, captive mice, those lab mice, can live up to 6 years. I'll thank them for their contribution to medicine, but still don't want to give them a place to stay. Mice have no problem eating your food or nearly anything else they can get into, glue, soap, paper, anything to make a nest. With a gestation period of about 19 days, mice can have 13 litters in 1 year with 6 or more babies per litter. That's a minimum of 78 new mice. Yikes. So where you find one mouse, chances are there are many more. In an old house, our unfinished basement had a haven for 7 mice 1 year. I apologize to the squeamish, but I have no problem trapping and disposing of them. It was the one that somehow got in my car and I saw while driving that put me over the edge. There are a myriad of mouse traps that can work as long as you have the right bait. Peanut butter is good for those snap traps, something sticky. For the live traps, sunflower seeds are quite tasty to a mouse, and there's always getting a cat. The problem with that idea is that cats like to share their kill with you. If a dead mouse at your doorstep or dinner table is not your thing, then stick to the traps. Just remember to put them where your dog won't get a snootful. Find all this information and more on GardenBite.com. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.